I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The last Jewish settlement in Gaza was evacuated Monday, wrapping up Israel's historic pullout from the coastal strip. The pullout only escalates the fears of 2,000 Palestinian Christians. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller says a power vacuum will create tensions in the region.
There's a real potential of a civil war between Hamas and the PLO. That would leave our Christian brothers in the crossfire, literally, since the Gaza Baptist Church is right across the street from the Palestinian Parliament.
If Christians leave Gaza, the Witness of Christ will also leave. Please pray. Next, Global Missions Fellowship's Nathan Sheet says they've seen a busy summer training African believers since March. The ownership response from the church has been incredible. Once they have the tools and training, Sheets explains they flourish on their own.
We've seen over 27,000 Africans trained with Avenge Cubes and training. And of the 27,000, we only had the resources to provide 7,000 of them, actually Avenge Cubes. But of those that got cubes, they went out and shared the gospel with 30,000 people, seeing 11,000 people come to faith in Christ and starting 63 new churches.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. And back to the Bible's Brazilian director recently teamed up with another ministry for a youth outreach. The team then held evangelistic meetings with adolescents and teenagers in 7 public schools. Although there were gang fights and other challenges, more than 300 kids came to Christ. Now the Portuguese translation of I Want to Go to Heaven When I Die, a follow-up booklet, will now be sent to those who responded. Local churches will be involved in discipleship. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Change Lives is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.